New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut will impose mandatory quarantines for travelers from several states with high rates of the coronavirus, including Florida, Arizona, and Texas. Karen DeWitt has more.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was joined via remote feeds by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days.
Travelers from states that have an infection rate higher than 10% of their population for a 7-day average will be under the quarantine orders. That list includes Florida, Texas, North and South Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, and Washington State. Some of those states can be removed from the list if their infection rates improve. Other states will be added if their numbers of people with the disease go up. Residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut who travel to those states in return will also have to quarantine. Violators who are caught face a $2,000 fine. There is no federal policy on closures and reopenings to help control the spread of the coronavirus. Connecticut Governor Lamont says states that have managed the virus well feel they have no choice but to act, saying, "We're not an island."
In many cases, younger people, folks who travel 18 to 35, who are maybe not at risk themselves but are highly infectious.
The governors of the three states credit their success to the cooperation of people in their states who obeyed the stay-at-home orders and who are largely wearing masks and practicing safe social distancing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.